You're about to hear a classic performance by Otis Redding. But wonderful as he is, we're playing this so you can listen to the band that's backing him up. That's Booker T and the MGs, the house band at Stax Records, which produced so many soul hits in the 60s in the magical city of Memphis.
Memphis is one of those unique places on the planet where certain amazing energies accumulate, and people are born there who have extraordinary musical talent.
That's Booker T. Jones. His latest solo album, The Road from Memphis, is a tender tribute to his hometown. Booker T is joined by The Roots, and on this song, representing Memphis, by Sharon Jones and Matt Berninger.
I love it on the south side. They know how to deep fry. Take it up to Ernst Mound. We're representing Memphis.
I like it at the Harlem House. Almost good as at my mama's house. Make it out of Klondike. We're representing Memphis.
You bring up some very specific places in the song that
I do.
Tell us about Orange Mound and Harlem House.
Those places have so much to do with who I am musically and the moments that I spent there, the musical experiences that I had there with the jukebox at the Harlem House and listening to the radio out in Orange Mound where my sister lived, and those experiences formed me.
What's the history of Orange Mound? Is Orange Mound always a black community?
It was, and I think it still is. First swimming pool, first movie theater, a high school that had a marching band.
Harlem House was a restaurant, right?
Yes, it was hamburgers and hot dogs after school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
sort of a hangout.
Yes, it was cute girls sitting on stools and and guys hanging around and listening to music. But there was a feeling. It was personified in the songs that were coming out of the jukebox and the songs that they played there.
Let me tell you, baby.
That was Jimmy Reed. Mm-hmm. It was that music. Bill Doggett playing Hammond organ.
Let me ask you about the Hammond B3,
mm-hmm.
The organ that is the instrument that everybody associates with you. Why is it special?
It's a unique instrument. I mistook it for a china cabinet in my piano teacher's dining room because it was closed up. But I asked her, what was that piece in the dining room? And she said, you don't want to know about that. You can't afford lessons on that. That's a Hammond B3 organ. But she did open it up and play a few notes for me, and I was just fascinated by the look of it and the drawbars. Normal organs have pipes,
mm-hmm.
but the Hammond organ is electronic. So it's sort of like the first synthesizer that was used in clubs, churches.
When it was introduced into popular music, it was jazz, wasn't it? I mean, there was more jazz played on the organ than there was rock and roll.
Yes, the first time I heard it, it was played on a jazz record by Ray Charles. He was playing on a Quincy Jones arrangement of One Man Tulip.
Hey! Just a little bit of soul.
And so you took it in a new direction.
I did. I was fascinated with what I heard Ray do, and I wanted to play that sound myself. But, I was just fortunate. I just found an instrument that I can speak through.
You started using the organ on the Stax recordings.
I did, yes. For some reason, they got one. They got a smaller version of the Hammond B3. They got a Hammond M3. And that was there on the day that we recorded Green Onions and our first record. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about your new album, The Road from Memphis. You sing yourself on Down in Memphis.
Uh-huh.
Let's listen to just a bit of that.
I gotta pay union dues. Make me wanna sing the blues. I can't be a winner now, 'cause I'm born to lose. Down in Memphis. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question about the title of the album. It's called The Road from Memphis.
Yes.
As in the road away from Memphis.
Yes.
And you live in Los Angeles now.
I do.
What is your connection to Memphis these days?
I think I've come full circle. I bolted from Memphis in 1968 as a young man, but I feel closer to the city now than ever before. I think all things eventually come home. And so that's what's happened with the music. If you listen to the music on this album, it sounds as though it was made in Memphis, because it comes from my heart, and everybody involved with it understood that feeling, and we were able to recreate that simple, evocative soul thing that happens in Memphis.
Booker T, thank you very much for joining us.
It's been my great pleasure.
Booker T. Jones' new album is called The Road from Memphis. You can see Booker T. playing Green Onions at the NPR offices at nprmusic.org.
Thank you for listening to your local public radio station during this unbelievable week of news. It's amazing to think that just 7 days ago we were telling you about a royal wedding. Here we are a week later. It feels like a different world. News of Which is brought to you by the staff of Morning Edition from NPR News. Our engineering supervisor is Kevin Langley, technical director Arthur Halliday Laurent. Our audio engineers include Vince Muse, Neil Tivolt, Stacey Abbott, Kurt Stalnicker, Dennis Nielsen, Michael Cullen, and Jerry Tennant with Theo Mondel at NPR West.
Our executive producer is Madalika Sika. The executive director of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
I'm Steve Inskeep.